All right, we're back. This is Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood, and we are delighted to have highly regarded UVA wrestling coach Steve Garland with us. The wrestling team, for those of you that may or may not have had a chance to follow their exploits, is having quite the season right now. I believe they're 9-3 in dual matches this season and currently ranked number 19, but that number should go up, go down. rise up in the rankings. Tomorrow, I think the new rankings come out, so maybe they'll jump up four or five spots. But currently, the team has only lost matches to teams ranked in the top 10. So they've taken on a very tough schedule, and I know Steve Garland's excited. Steve, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yeah, thanks for having me.
We're glad to have you back. You've been a great guest over the last couple of years, and I know you're excited about your team. You've got Jed Moore and John Fossey and George DiCamillo and a whole bunch of other good wrestlers. Tell us what's new about this team.
Well, you know, I don't know a whole lot that's new. A lot of those guys you named have been around a while, especially a guy like Jed Moore, who is a fifth-year senior that's battled through a lot of pretty serious injuries. A couple of years ago, he had Liz Frank surgery, which is the same injury that sidelined our own UVA's alum Matt Schaub a while back. It's one of the most brutal foot injuries, if not the most brutal foot injury you can have. Put him out for about 2 years. He battled back, and now he's ranked as high as 9th in the country. He won the Southern Scuffle, which is arguably the toughest tournament in the country, beating a kid from Penn State in the finals and just doing some amazing things along the way. He took second out in Vegas, which is probably the second toughest tournament in the country. So he's just been doing great, but he's been around a while, and so he's finally starting to see the sort of the fruit of his labor, so to speak. And John Fousey, same thing. He's a fourth year for us that's ranked in the top 14. The new guy is George DiCamillo, the new guy on the block. That is a new thing. He's a first year. He's just an 18-year-old kid that's not even close to being fully developed and fully grown yet. He's out there just with grit and determination and competitiveness. And somebody said recently he has ice in his veins, and I believe it. I mean, he's just, for a kid his age to go out and beat the guys he's beating, I mean, I think he's beaten five top 20 nationally ranked guys already, and he's been to overtime with the guy ranked 7th. He went to overtime with the guy ranked 5th, and he just recently lost to an All-American in literally the last 15 seconds. It was 1-1, and he made a mistake and got taken down right at the end. But so he's that good. And we also got another fifth-year senior by the name of Matt Schneider that's currently ranked 7th in the nation. So we got a lot of good senior leaders and a couple young guys that are really carrying us this year.
You know, I remember Snyder. I followed him a little bit. And Derek Valenti has been in your program for a while.
Sure, yep. He's
and,
an All-American.
Nick Sulzer. So, I mean, you've got some veterans with some significant experience, and you've got big matches coming up. I know you've got Duke coming to Mem Gym this coming Sunday, 12 noon. And then you've got NC State maybe the following weekend where you've got
Correct.
The youth clinic. Tell us a little bit about these upcoming matches.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, you know, any ACC matchup is always a battle because we see these guys so much, and the conference has gotten so much stronger. So not only is the talent level better and the type of kid you're wrestling against better, they also know you pretty well. And we've got them scouted well, and I definitely think they've got us scouted well. So a lot of these matches tend to be tend to be very close. And so we're looking forward to that match with Duke this Sunday at home, as you mentioned, on at noon. And then the following weekend, NC State's got a brand new coach, a lot of new leadership down there, and they're doing great things. And it's a guy that I actually grew up with in New York. We used to wrestle in the same general area in a bigger tournament in upstate New York together. His name is Pat Papalizio. So Coach Papalizio, I have his guys ready, and that's at 1 o'clock on Sunday the 27th. And we're actually going to do a free youth clinic every year and pair that with one of our big duels. And so we're having an alumni event. We're doing our Cavalier Wrestling Club is doing a casino night the night before, and then we're also going to have a free youth clinic starting at 11 a.m. that day in Mem Gym. So it should be good.
Yeah, Coach, by the way, we're visiting with head wrestling coach Steve Garland. And by the way, he's a 2000 graduate at the University of Virginia and was an Atlantic Coast Conference champion wrestler when he was there. And, Coach, I know this is your 7th year with the program and have done a terrific job. But before you wrestle Duke at home, you have to go to North Carolina later this week. How do you break down the Tar Heels?
Well, you know, every year it seems like they really match up well with us. We've been able to beat them, I think, three years running now, but every match has been a battle. It's never an easy Never an easy trip to Chapel Hill. We're in there. We're going to be in their place. They usually get good crowds, and a lot of their guys, again, know our guys real well and vice versa. So it always usually ends up being a pretty good battle, and they've got a lot of good talent. Right off the bat at 125 pounds, I think their kids rank 12th in the country, so that's going to be a good one there. And as you mentioned, Derek Belenny, who's one of the leaders of the team, our senior All-American, he'll have a really, really tough kid, a tough young kid. And so up and down the lineup, we got to be ready to go. I actually told my guys today before we did our practice, I said, look, we can't take our foot off the pedal just because we had a big weekend and we beat the ninth-ranked team in the country and we did some other good things. Really, who cares? I mean, you're only as good as your next competition, right? So we've got to make sure that we don't rest on that and get ready to go, because I doubt they're going to care that we're having a really good season. I think they're going to want to beat us. So we got to be ready.
Steve, you've been there now a number of years, and obviously you wrestled at Virginia. Are you getting all the support that you need from the athletic department and the alumni and everyone else to take the sport where you want to take it?
Definitely. We definitely are. And, you know, just an example of that is we just last year got an extension and a renovation of our wrestling room, which was a pretty big project. We had a brand new weight room, a new cardio room. We expanded our wrestling space by almost 1,200 square feet. So that's absolutely huge. I mean, obviously the wrestling room is everything in a wrestling program. So that was huge. Then they gave us new offices. We have a new conference room. Everything decked out head to toe, from literally ceiling to floor, is all brand new. So they're definitely helping us out. And as a matter of fact, it's one of the reasons why I take losing so hard. I mean, when we lose a dual meet, or we lose a tournament, or our guys don't do well in nationals, I take it pretty darn hard, because I know how much they are helping us. And so I'm just unbelievably grateful to Craig, Little Page, and John Oliver, and my sports supervisor, Valerie, for the leadership and for all the things they've done for us. And so hopefully we can make them proud come March.
You know, going back, you've got this big match on with Duke this coming weekend on Sunday, but then you've got NC State coming back the following week. Talk about that youth clinic and everything that's involved there. You say that normally you get a pretty big crowd for that and a lot of participation, right?
Yes, we do. Yeah, you know, this tradition started, we wrestled Iowa State my first year as head coach, and oh, how things have changed. Back then, Iowa State, and it took a lot of convincing to get them to come wrestle us. They didn't want to come to Charlottesville. They didn't see it as worth their time. And now we're going to buy the new ranking this week. We should probably be ranked 12th in the country, and I don't even think Iowa State's ranked. So it's amazing how things have changed. You know, kind of humbles you when you think about where I started, how I had to beg those guys to come in and wrestle us, and now it's a different story. But it started then, and we got 300 kids, and we carried it on through. And last year, before the Tech match, we had over 200 kids show up and tons of parents. It's just been a really great thing for the community, and it's free. I mean, ultimately what happens is I have my staff and I, we show some moves, and then I talk to the kids, and that's my favorite part of the clinic. I just talk to them about the three pillars of our program, which are focus, discipline, and consistency, and I try to explain in pretty good detail what those terms mean to my guys, and hopefully what they mean to them by the end of the talk.
Coach, and by the way, it's Steve Garland, head wrestling coach. Before we let you go, I know last year, you had the ACC tournament in Charlottesville, or maybe it was the year before. I forget.
2011. Yep,
yeah,
2011.
Where is the ACC tournament this year?
It is, where is it? Oh, Maryland.
Ah.
I had to think for a second. College Park, Maryland. I get hit in the head a lot, guys.
Yeah,
I had to think for a second.
I guess one last time in College Park before they leave the ACC, I guess. Huh?
I know. It's something, isn't it?
It's bizarre.
It's kind of mind-boggling, really. I mean, all the sports that Virginia and Maryland have competed tooth and nail all these years, and they're hopefully we'll be able to keep them on the schedule in most of the traditional sports. But listen, Steve, we wish you the best of luck, and Jim and I will try to swing by and catch one of your dual matches soon, all right?
Thank you so much, guys. Take care. Have a good night.
Best of luck to you. All right, that was Steve Garland, UVA head wrestling coach, and what a marvelous job. The team is ranked 19th today, but check the Intermat rankings tomorrow, and Virginia might be as high as he said, maybe as high as 12th.
Yeah, that's a big jump.
I tell you what, that would be impressive. Because
well, and it continues to demonstrate. I mean, the success of the Olympic sports in Charlottesville is just, amazing. How well all the sports are doing. We just need to bring men's basketball and football up to that same standard, and then we'll really be in good shape.
You know, I feel confident they're heading in the right direction. All right, How about let's do our LeClaire Ryan play of the game. And this week, Hobbo is going to deliver that report.
Yes, and you know, given the success of the men on the floor, we flipped over to the women. the game on Sunday, I believe it was, in Charlottesville, Tara Franklin, after NC State had made a little run, the Cavaliers of Tara Franklin, it was 51-51 with 10:26 remaining, and Tara put Virginia back in ahead with a bucket at 53-51 on a fast break layup with just under 10 minutes to go. That was the start of a 12-0 run for the Cavaliers that put them in control of the game. They went on to beat the Wolfpack 78-59, so Virginia improved to 11-5. Overall, and 3-2 in the ACC for Joanne Boyle, who, speaking of coaches that are doing a terrific job, she certainly is in that category as well.
And we're going to have to pre-record her one of these Mondays because her coaches show airs in Charlottesville at the same time as their show. So we're going to have to pre-record her one of these days because she's a terrific guest and has offers a lot of insights. Very quickly, why don't we knock out some sports news from Charlottesville. Number one, Caroline Miller, women's soccer player for UVA, was honored at the Herman Trophy Awards in St. Louis. And she was honored by the Missouri Athletic Club in downtown St. Louis. She was one of the three finalists. Unfortunately, one of the other finalists won the award, but you know, it's really remarkable what Caroline Miller did this year. She was the ACC Offensive Player of the Year, and she set UVA single-season records with 20 goals and 47 points this year on the soccer field. So hats off to Caroline Miller, commonly known among her friends, I think, and UVA fans as the Tar Heel Killer, because she scored a couple of goals in the last few years that defeated Carolina. But anyway, hats off to her. Also, big news from Charlottesville, finally released today, although I'm sure the news was around the grounds earlier, but UVA football coach announced today that freshman LaChaston Smith has enrolled at the university and begun taking spring classes. That means he'll be eligible to participate in spring drills. He's a native of Statesville, North Carolina, an excellent linebacker and running back, 6 feet, 225. He was named MVP of the North Carolina Class AA State Championship game, where he rushed for 25 times for 159 yards and three touchdowns.
Yeah, that's significant because it wasn't too many years ago that we didn't admit anybody mid-year. Yeah. Was Ahmad Brooks the first one ever?
It's only been a handful of players ever admitted early in Charlottesville.
Right. And, so that's significant.
And Will Hill from Williamsburg, who was one of the captains this year. Defensive tackle was one of the recent exceptions to the rule where he was allowed to be admitted mid-year. And also, Mike London was pleased to announce that Larry Lewis has come on board to coach the special teams and running backs. And let's see here. It seems interesting that
his predecessor that was there for 9 days, did we just cut him a partial check? How does that work?
I don't think he got any money. you know, if you're not there for 2 weeks, how do you get a paycheck? But Jeff Banks actually played for Larry Lewis at Washington State. Maybe we ultimately got the right guy in the end.
Well,
we're very excited to have Larry Lewis joining the team and as one of the coaches, and look forward to meeting him down the road at one of the press conferences and so forth. But
how about our little food fight? You want to talk a little about food fight here coming up?
Hey, food fight!
Food fight!
Hey,
we have that in the studio every Monday night. You know,
Animal House.
You know,
Jesse Varner is always eating in the middle of their
right.
show.
That's right. He's having dinner.
He's
and,
never paid
we're fighting
to
over
this.
His dinner all the time.
We're just kidding. Jesse does a great job every week. The ninth annual Hokies versus Who's food fight presented by Martin's Grocery.
That's a good question. How come it isn't Who's versus Hokies?
It doesn't really matter. We've the university alumni in Central Virginia have been the most generous, and UVA has won this contest the majority of the years it's been held. But it's a great cause, and it's a very positive charitable thing.
Well, as we've said before, there are no losers in this contest.
There is no real loser. Central Virginia Food Bank And this whole thing kicks off January 24th, and it runs till February 12th. The January 24th, I believe, is the UVA Virginia Tech basketball game, isn't it, Hobbo?
I think that's a Thursday night, and I think that is right.
8 o'clock. So the food fight begins that day, and all you have to do is go to Martin's, and you can contribute food items that you can put in the barrels that they have on display.
Or I think you can also give money, right?
And you can also contribute money online. All you do is go www.hokiesversuswhos.com, and you can contribute cash online, and that's how you can actually gain more points. But anyway, it's a great thing. You can also volunteer to sort food at the Central Virginia Food Bank on Thursday, January 31st, from 5:30 to 7:30 that night. There's multiple shifts, and they need people to help stock the food within the pantry there.
Absolutely. Well, we might as well go ahead and go to our last break. We'll come back. We'll have a little more update on the Olympic sports, talk a little bit about next week's show, and just wrap things up here this evening. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.